Federal agencies spend up to 3/4 of their IT budgets on operations and maintenance. So-called O&M spending crowds out money available for new projects. To better control that figure, everyone needs to better understand it. One way to do that is with a standard taxonomy and management system for IT costs. That's according to the Federal IT Cost Commission, which says it's time for IT shops to start talking the same language. More now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
The Commission on IT Cost, Opportunity, Strategy, and Transparency just released a report based around 21 recommendations for federal CIOs and agency leaders. The number one suggestion? Adopting a standard classification, model, and management system for IT. Other recommendations highlighted in the report include employing a standard set of technology business management metrics, establishing a transparency and cost efficiency office in each department, and setting up a board that would govern the adoption of TBM practices across the federal government. Here's Technology Business Management Council President Chris Pick.
Probably the biggest recommendation is the taxonomy, followed by the mobilization of a TBM office, and then followed by the fact that we need to intra-agency develop this so that all these organizations can actually do benchmarking. So the taxonomy is critical because it develops the generally accepted procedures in the way that costs should be structured and the way that you actually communicate with programs and missions and directors. The office is really important because this is going to begin the process of maturing the ability to run IT like a business, and so that office and the people have to really step in. And of course, if you can't pull people together, it's going to be very difficult to actually benchmark and show success across the entire government.
More than $81 billion is budgeted for federal IT in fiscal 2017, and about 2/3 of that is dedicated to operations and maintenance. The spending on operations and maintenance means fewer dollars are going to development, modernization, and acquisition. Overseeing that acquisition is the General Services Administration. GSA CIO David Shive said a standard classification provides a great roadmap. A map provides a way for people to pool together around generally accepted information, and that drives great decisions, he says. Transportation CIO Richard McKinney said the IT cost dovetails well with the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, and that it creates a perfect storm. But he also warned that if CIOs can't make this combination work, someone else is going to get the job. And not only that, things are going to get tougher on the Hill. Here's McKinney.
I think a lot of us do feel like that we're under the microscope and we're under the gun, if you will, to get these things done, you know. And that, if you go back and watch my testimony in front of the House Oversight Committee, there was a point where they asked me how long it would take to get some of this stuff done, and I said a couple years, and that wasn't a very popular answer, you know. And I thank them for their urgency because it fuels mine.
Other recommendations in the report include clarifying which IT personnel are accountable for these TBM metrics and ensuring that they're trained on how to use them. The report also recommends agency CIOs create a stakeholder rollout and end-user training program. Shive said TBM brings sanity to spending reports. The management is built on transparency of costs, consumption, and performance. So if TBM is applied correctly, it's a decision engine that allows the flipping of levers on potential investments. Chris Pick of the TBM Council said these recommendations put things in black and white and removes opinions from spending decisions.
Everyone wants to remove the emotion of the discussions with finance and the business, and this is a means where the taxonomy is fact-based and it results in real discussions about the levers that you pull to make things happen. So that's the belief, is that that emotion, it now needs to turn into recommendations, and those recommendations then need to be fulfilled.
DOT's McKinney said other agencies are ready to get started.
A lot of them just sort of get going, get started. We talked about one of them in this meeting about the, you know, building a community of practice in the federal government for those of us who want to take this journey, that we do it together and that we share with one another our experiences so that we learn from each other's mistakes or the challenges we face in implementing it. Part of the urgency I feel is, you know, FITARA was passed not just to grant authority, but to demand accountability. And it's that accountability that I'm trying to use as the same fuel for my urgency, is that if they've given us a lot of latitude through that legislation, and if we fail to implement it correctly, and if we fail to exercise the authority in a way that produces change, that I don't know what'll come next, but I wouldn't want to face it.
The report is new, which means just how far it will go in agency consideration is still up in the air. GSA's David Shive said there will definitely be some community practice, but a formal structure has yet to be figured out. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.